Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. This is subscription and donation time. $4 for a subscription is very well spent because this is about monetizing space. That means investors, inventors, engineers, your grandchildren. However, big space still exists and we must cover it. So we're looking to China for what not to do when you're a commercial space enterprise. In fact, you couldn't. The courts would take all your money from you. Bob, we've joked about this for years, but China really does drop launchers on people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I posted this because I thought this was a great picture, and it was indicative of what the Chinese people think of the situation. Somebody in China took a picture of a crowd of people in a what looks like a road tunnel that's been temporarily closed so that people could be herded into it. And this individual wrote, "Our great motherland has launched a satellite into space, yet here I am hiding in a cold, damp cave to escape the ravages of falling rocket debris." Because as I've said multiple, whenever China launches a rocket from one of its three interior spaceports, the lower stages of those rockets crash somewhere in China. And they crash uncontrolled because they are not reusable in any way. China's tried to come up with ways to reuse them by copying SpaceX, but that apparently failed. And so what this picture shows is that what China routinely does when those rockets are coming launched, when they know where the drop zone is, if the drop zone is in a populated area, they order everybody to go into these tunnels or get underground. And this is really an absurd way to treat your people. It's a disaster, and it's really shameful, but it's how China operates, John.
And there's no transnational body to scold them or isolate them or sanction them for this conduct.
I honestly wouldn't want one because it would only start to – it would all very quickly turn around and start scolding us. It wouldn't really do anything to China because that's how it works. That's how the UN works. China does evil things, but they attack us. So, no, China is just evil. It's just the top-down governments always abuse their people. As I say in my post – the very nature of government is dangerous. It's a necessary evil, one that we should always try to limit to only its most necessary tasks. Ask to do anything more and such things above, which is China herding people into tunnels, will almost certainly happen. And it'll lead to worse, no question.
I mentioned I called Boeing a private enterprise, kind of, but we'll come back to that another day. A mid-sized black hole, what is this?
Oh, wait, John, I think more important, I want to do the Catalyst story. Catalyst is a private startup that launched Link to rescue the Swift-Gerald's space telescope. It got into space. They were starting to commission it to get it ready. In the commissioning process, suddenly it started to have attitude control problems. Three of its gyroscopes out of four have now failed. They are trying to upload software to get the thing under control and to control it with only one of those gyroscopes. But this means that Swift-Gerald's might not be rescued. And this is a bittersweet failure because, one, we lose the telescope. But for Catalyst, they demonstrated the ability to get a rocket, a satellite, a rescue mission launched with really small time. And this is the first time this company's done it. So them failing isn't a great tragedy, but it is sad that they might not rescue.
And they rushed it, Bob. Did they have a bigger window or did they have
to? No, they had to rush it. There's no question they had to rush it. And rushing it here demonstrated the company can function well. And the problems they're having here are the kind of things that they could fix on the next mission. So for that company, it's not a bad thing.
Now we'll do the black hole story. They found a mid-sized black hole, which reminds me of a mid-sized sedan.
Well, it's kind of in between. You know, you got the supermassive ones in the center of galaxies, and then you got the stellar mass black holes, which signal the end of a star. This is mid-sized. It's smaller than the one in the center of our galaxy. It's, what is it, I think a million times our sun in mass. But what's interesting about it is it's not located in a galaxy, in the center of a galaxy. They located it about, 30,000 light years from the center of a nearby galaxy. How it got out there, they don't really know. They have theories, but it's very cool because they expect more of these to be discovered when the Rubin telescope, ground-based telescope, begins its regular surveys of the sky next year, John. We'll find a lot of these.
We have just a few seconds to say I thank everybody for their donations and subscriptions to Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black. We've got much commercial space ahead. In fact, the rest of time for commercial space, making money in space. And everybody participating has a mission, which is the Earth, Moon, Mars system in their lifetimes, not mine. I'm John Batch.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows that feeling, and She's Birdie knows it too. The just in case feeling. Just in case I hear something. Just in case someone tries the door. Just in case I need to wake up fast. It's not fear, it's awareness. And Birdie Box from She's Birdie was made for exactly that. Birdie Box is a portable travel door alarm designed by She's Birdie for hotels, dorms, Airbnbs, and anywhere you're staying away from home. It installs in seconds on the doorframe, and if the door is opened, it activates a loud siren and flashing strobe to help draw attention instantly. She's Birdie, because peace of mind should check in with you. Birdie Box by She's Birdie. Visit shesbirdie.com. That's S-H-E-S-B-I-R-D-I-E.com. And order your Birdie Box before your next stay away from home.